And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 30th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Fred W. Friendly, born Ferdinand Friendly Wackenheimer in New York City, 1915. Went to work for CBS Radio and there met Edward R. Murrow, whose producer Friendly became. They did a number of news documentaries together for CBS News, where Fred W. Friendly resigned in protest in 1966 when CBS scrapped a hearing on Vietnam so they could run a rerun of I Love Lucy. It's the birthday of Ezra Pound, born in Haley, Idaho, 1885, whose reputation is based in part on his great generosity in promoting the work of other writers, James Joyce and William Carlos Williams, D.H. Lawrence, Marianne Moore, and T.S. Eliot. Ezra Pound, in his early 20s, taught literature at a small college in the Midwest, but he caused a scandal by allowing a stranded vaudeville actress to sleep over at his place. He was fired for that, but the college gave him the rest of his year's salary, and he headed off to Europe with it. He wanted to meet William Butler Yeats, who he thought was the greatest poet writing in English. He found Yeats, befriended him, worked as his secretary, and later married the daughter of Yeats's former lover. In 1914, Ezra Pound met T.S. Eliot, and he campaigned to get The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock published in Poetry magazine. Ezra Pound, who spent most of his writing life on the Cantos, a modern epic. There are 109 completed cantos. The first begins, and then went down to the ship, set keel to breakers forth on the godly sea, and we set up mast and sail on that swart ship, bore sheep aboard her, and our bodies also, heavy with weeping, and winds from sternward bore us out onward with bellying canvas, Circe's this craft, the trim-coiffed goddess. And it's the birthday of the second president of the United States, John Adams, Braintree, Massachusetts, 1735. Made a name for himself as a young man by arguing against the British right to tax the colonies. Became an advocate for independence from Great Britain. It was Adams who nominated George Washington to serve as commander of the Continental Army, and it was John Adams who chose Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Here's a poem for today by Edward Field, People Who Eat in Coffee Shops. People who eat in coffee shops are not worried about nutrition. They order the toasted cheese sandwiches blithely, followed by chocolate egg creams and plaster of Paris wedges of lemon meringue pie. They don't have parental, dental, or medical figures hovering full of warnings or whip out dental floss immediately. They can live in furnished rooms and, whenever they want, go out and eat glazed donuts along with innumerable coffees, dousing their cigarettes in sloppy saucers. Edward Field's poem, People Who Eat in Coffee Shops, from Counting Myself Lucky, published by Black Sparrow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.